So that means that each one of the two Eidim has to accomplish 50%. Mashalik in here. So he testifies like this in the other signatory being alive, and each one would testify on his own signature. So each one would accomplish 50%. But in this case, where the surviving witness testifies on his signature, and on the signature of the deceased witness, and there is not a way to join in testifying on the signature of the deceased witness, so that means by testifying on his own signature, he already accomplished 50%. And then he joins with another witness to testify on the signature of the deceased witness. So again, so it's 25 and 25. So in other words, he, the surviving witness, accomplishes 75%, and the stranger accomplishes 25%. That's not in consonance with the Exodus Apostle of Mishnah Ibn Yochudogo. So in order that there should be Machmur Yishnor Zalme, so even is, so in the case where the Shriach says, before Nechtam Kule, and before Nechtam Chetzie, and then he testifies together with another aid and the other signature, so it's similar to the case of one witness testifying on his signature and on the signature of the deceased, together with another one. So in order that people should say that in other stories it's all right that one should accomplish 75% and the other one 25%, so here the also pass. Alright. This is so maskul rash. Me kemir mosiki kuli bule kosher rashi khabarai. Oh, so this is the kashe. Voi il khad man man lati il dola vol mishter be sa kuli lakhri na sedici. Mosu di ya vol ashi ya pakish ke sine sa be kosher va ashi mishi bo ya khad ba shuk li sai be khsim ashi. Is it possible? So if according to Rabbi, Yodati, by the Shliach himself, is enough. Now in this case, so our other Simei says before now, and the other Simei says Yodati, and he's joined by another aid. So suppose he hadn't been joined by another aid, it would be kosher. And just because he's joined by another aid, it becomes possible. So now it is, he says, not like Rashi, but according to Rabbi, it's only good if two Eidim say Yodati, but if the Shliach by himself, and the Echot says Yodati, then Rabbi is made that it's not enough. So we cannot test the kasha, how could Rabbi have such a salvinaitoch? That if he is joined with another Eidim testifying, but saying Yodati, and the other signature, so then it's not good. So according to Rashi Pshat, if Yodati by himself, according to Rabbi, is enough. So then it was very strange. So if he was hadn't been joined, it would be good. And if he joined, it should be possible. But according to Teisves, so if he hadn't been joined, it certainly wouldn't be good. So the Mele, Rabbi said, that even if he's joined, it's not good. So Rabbi asks, if he's joined, and he together with another aid, say Yodanu, so then it shouldn't be worse than when one says before. Before some show. Oh, to have you done Stein, how did you come to say? You and Hemme, who you Mohammed is a king, Mohammed, we shall store it as well. So that was the machlekel between Rashi and Tesis. Is according to Rabbi, so Rashi says that according to Rabbi, so even Yodati by one is affected by it, and according to Tesis, Rabbi only says that Yodanu by two is affected by it, but Yodati by one, even Rabbi is made inside. Give you our Abu Yadanu, Kushi Vishmoto with the Hospitalis, which should have my Sigita and my Sigitocha, also last move. Alright, now the money. Who have the door of Jim Kim Vishmo? Man, I tell you, Boyaxi Vishmo, Boyaxi Vishmo. Even the years, the Boyaxi Vishmoy, the Tamik is in the Kalke, because I'm in the Kalke, Kosha Hospital, also the Kosha. So we see that you've got to be Huber, So the Eved, it's kosher, even though the Kside was Mechuba. So the same thing should be true of Nishmo, that it should be kosher. And here, in view of the fact that Chachomim required him to say, before I nechtam, so that means if either the Kside or the Kside shall be Nishmo, it's possible in the Eved. Because if it wouldn't be possible in the Eved, the Chachomim would require the Shriyah to say before I nechtam. And before Nechtah, if a Blazak see the boy, similarly boy, Vichitayme, so why does he have to testify under Sinos? Vichitayme, a little more Blazak, if he boy, a Blazak see the Shimon the Rice, with the Rabbon boy, or should she do soon in the Rabbon, the boy, boy, a Blazak see the Shimon? Did not give me to him soon, he's about kosher, but was I elevating, he saw the name of his man in the Echot, how he will show you to him soon, when he's about kosher. So according to the Rabbon of the Blazea, themselves, so it is only possible with Rabbon. It is only possible with Rabbon. And the Blazea is Chaylenik, and he says that if the Rabbon is not possible. The Blazea, the Rabbon, is not able to do it, because he has to do it, So if the Rabbon is not possible. And in the case of Agedon Tikeo. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and Tesis. According to Tesis, when the Blazer says Shirei Yuchis for Agedon Tikeo, so it's only an Itzateve. But there is no Chiyuv in Lechat Chilem with Rabbanon that the Eidim should sign again. It's only an Itzateve. According to the Rambam, Lechat Chilem with Rabbanon, it is necessary that the Eidim should sign. But the Eved, in according to the Rambam, it is not necessary, it is kosher. And since it is kosher the Eved, so the name of the Shliach shouldn't have to say it before the Nechtam. So and here the Mishnah says that the Shliach has to say it before the Nechtam, So it's a riot that it's possible in the Eved. Who is the Tane that passes in the Eved? On the basis of Ksimish Olishmo, or on the basis of Ksimish Olishmo, according to the Meir, it's possible to have it in the Ksimish Olishmo, according to the Blazer, it's possible to have it in the Ksimish Olishmo, but who is the Tane who requires both? So that means that in the Rabbon it's not required. That when Rav Nachman says, No, he can't say that. Since he says, he doesn't say, he says, that means, So the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah calls with Rav Blazer, and two Rav Blazer holds that Sime is the Belishmo, and we see the Kase. So when the Torah says because of it has reference only to the Ksime, so the Ksime is the Belishmo, and Ksime does not have to Belishmo because Ksime is not required altogether, so Ksime is not required altogether. So if the kid doesn't have a Ksime, so it's good, if it's Rabbanon. Masha'im can if it has a Ksime, and the Ksime signed to Belishmo, then it is possible. Now according to most Masha'im, it is possible with Rabbanon. But the reason she is again, there is a Tzilagini, and the Rajma mentions a Shite, which he finally rejects, that it's possible to rise. That it is possible to rise. Alright. Rabasho, Roman, Rabidi. Now, Rabidi, the pace, like six was, it was in Tom, Umikore, my time, and Rabidi, so you go into the terrace. Mabina, the mayor is Tamas, this is the mayor. Mabina, the place they come, because I was in me. Alright. Now, just go over the Rashi. Ida meia do mai kashta do se você se me diz boa ele ricos e ricsi de cosma se me ricsi que todo cama só que não roube a coxa vamos lá ter cinco cosas do nosso mexido com essa oxina se ele fez no coisa que se 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 né a bloco que nós não todos na sua meia há uma coisa de qual assim em que isso há falar roube a sua yacht em roube a um lift que vai dizer as boas me foi feito bem vir a mesa da 30 que tinha no ritmo coxa há uma coisa que se lhe demais que se lhe boa e mexmo do lado de cima. So, the Chesime is not required. So, and if you are going to say that with Rabbanon, the Hesper Echseme, Rabbezali, why Echseme? So it's a machine for ashes, that Rabbezal doesn't require Echseme, even with Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon of Rabbezal in that Mishnah of Gimogidin only required with Rabbanon. And Rabbezal is Chelik on the Rabbanon. So he holds that even with Rabbanon, it's not required. Shmuel Shekitim Psulim. Because if they pass on Hanai and Obeidi, the Rabbanon could supply a foot on a camera, we have the El Rabbanon with a Sabbat Kosher, and we go to Bezach Sine, and public away of Bezer, that we have Chilet in Ossi, and we have Rabbanon Namo Esrei, Shleisho, and we have Sule Chat Chilet, because of the Savior in the Abau, they have his mom, his mom is that, they will be there with the Savior in the same fair, with this Rabbat Kosher, and we have a camera, and we have a post on the Rabbanon, and we public away of Bezer Alei, Shmam Nafu Chat Chilet Mash. We gave them the Chosmi Shabodim. So here we have two Mishenis and Rashi, where the Blazer says, we gave them Chosmi Shabodim. So according to one Moshe and Rashi, where it has reference to a get. Now, so what does get to do with the from the Chosmi Shabodim? That's the Gabbalik Zubi. So he sealed Gito, the Nibok Suboso, gave the Suboso. So Blazer is saying that if the Isha produced the get, and she produced it in Siro and testified that the get was Nimsa to the Isha from the Baal, in their presence, even though he does not have the Chesine the get, so the Isha with the get can collect from the Lukuches, the Ksuvim. From the Ksuvim, that's one Moshe. Another Moshe in Rashi is, that's what Rabbi Zah says, because Moshe Mishibodim, it has reference to Abashtar, as to Shtar Al-Goyeh. In other words, the Shaila is, the Shaila in between the two Mishnayos and Rashi is whether Ishtar Al-Goy, whether a Malbe can give it from the Kuches, from the Chosin Shibodi, with Ishtar Al-Goy that has been in Yechsime, that has just been in Yisirei. So according to one Moshe Rashi, a Malbe, if he produces Ishtar Al-Goy that has been in Yechsime, but has been in Yisirei, so he can collect from the Likuches. In order that the Malbe should be able to collect from the Likuches, the Shtar Al-Goyim must have a Yechsime. So then, the Raya, the Shtar, is intrinsic in the Shtar. Mashenke, if the Shtar Al-Goyim does not have a Yechsime, it just has a Yechsime. So there is a Raya. But the Raya is not intrinsic, it's not inherent in the Shtar. It always has to bring, to produce, the Nisira invest, but suppose the Nisira would go away with this Ayah, then he has no intrinsic Raya. So in order to be able to be given from the Chosin Mishibodi in the Shtar Al-Goye, there must be an intrinsic Raya in the Shtar. So that, when does the Shtar possess an intrinsic Raya, an inherent Raya, only when it has a Nisira. But if it has a Nisira, so it does not possess an intrinsic Raya. So Rashi says, we give him a chosim shabodi, give him a chosim because a chosim shabodi, it's not big suvah sitzi, or get him a chosim, give him a chosim. So, according to the first question of Rashi, the give him a chosim shabodi applies only to suvah. So there she is giving it not on the basis of the shtar suvah, but on the basis of the get, which is get him a chosim, give him a chosim. Masha'in kin shtar obeye, where the Malbe has to be given on the basis of the shtar, so then only the shtar is in Yechsime, so then there is, the Raya is inherent, intrinsic, in the shtar, then it can be given. That's from the first motion. And from the second motion, every shtar obeye, the Malbe can be given without the Yechsime. Lishtar chile, the Mechot Shmodim, im shtar miyuve, who gave the Chosin Shabbat Mishnah, he did not make all yet, he did not bow to the Chosin Shabbat, or he did not know, Shabbat Yom Hussein, Mishu Yom Hines, Lefichoch Noah Gulachtei, Dim Yomusu Tirech Simos Olayim Machir Yakeru, from the Roshan of Rashi, it's much more like David says, that it's only in the David, because in Rashi she can't be like the Rit and the Rambam, that in the Rambam Lechatchile, it requires, so we shouldn't say Noah Gulachtei, it's not a question of practice, it's not a question of minute, it's a deed, only Lechatchile, but Lechatchile is also so it's mashma from Rashi that he agrees with Tetzves. It's only as little today. The retainer and the rice must be what Ramah, the author of the Rabbi of the Boyle, the name of the Havel, Ramah, the Amero, the Fushman Yuse, the Tape Kulbemne, or Mr. Oche, or in the Hoya of Mea Bate, what he wants to mash. Since he doesn't say in the Hoya of Mea Bate, So it's, the implication is that it will have only tzara. So even though the Blessed doesn't require Chassidim Lishmo in the Rabbanon, but if it has a Chassidim and Chassidim Lishmo in Shmo, then it's worse. Why? Because maybe the Blessed is going to take Rabbi mentions it in connection with Ishtamatante, the Chassidim Lishmo in Chagise, Ishtamatone, upon which the signatories were two brothers in law. They are claiming to each other. So Rabbi said that So Rabbi said it's possible to Rabbanon. Why? Because Mizuyah Pitech. So the Gemara here equates a get that has a Chesimet Sherim, but Shalom Lishmo, with a Shtar that has a Chesimet Psumi and has a Nisim. Mizuyah Pitech, Shechos Makor Meposu, Shalom Lishmo, from Rajas Roshan, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Rajmo, not with Tesis. Because according to Tesis, it's two separate Mizuyah Pitechei. According to Tesis, so the Mizuyah Pitechei of craving being sandalet and then having it in Misire is possible because of the Choshen Yumos and Mismachalach. But the Mizuyah Pitechei of Shaven being sandalet, but Shalom Nishmo and having it in Misire is possible because of his special Zere of Chsimot Oxide. So it's two separate Mizuyah Pitechei. Two separate times, and Rashi equates it, Bichode Machte. Rashi says, Bizuyah Pitechei, Shechosako, Korem, Weposu, or Yisharu Nishmo. So it's more Mashma. So that Rashi agrees with the Shit of the Rashi. But if Rashi agrees with the Shit of the Rashi, so then what the Rabbi says on the Rashi, that Gimel Medale, cannot be said. Alright, so that would present the Mikor. Now, Umikor Amari was going to have you the Tahir Martin of Hitting Kabushin and Kukira Mayor of the Weser. He would have got the beginning. Boom, who's the way of Sumikosha, or the Minor of the very past. To require Kim Chismo. So he says, according to the Havamini of the Machin, we have to say that Inach Navon, the Mishnah says in Yishma Beyoin, the Mishnah does not have reference only to Eretz Yisrael, it has reference to Chutz-Lorets also. Umayni Sartai, the Holy Mishnah, is Kim Chismo, and Nana made it in Zayat. Umayni Shane, made it die, but we also bow the Hare. But Kim in the Hare, we are new, so we won't even be a stigma. We make a last call. So the native diet is explanatory as to why there won't be a stigma, there won't be a last. But it's not explanatory as to why Mishliach never. Why Mishliach never according to days this? Because Mishliach never. According to Rashi, why Mishliach never to report the year of the Baal? Because of it. So that's a machlokes between Rashi and days. Then there's Rashi. Umiyu a little bit for Rashi. Keep the common shul kosher. So the really doesn't like the Shabbat. That the machine assumes that true indeed the shliach is nemor, and we don't attach any credibility to the Baal Seo. And as a matter of fact, we take it for granted that the Baal Seo is fully sheker. But still, we pass it again. Even though we take it for granted that it's only shame, we still pass it again in order to protect the issue against the stigma, against the last. That's not this time. She possibly should pass by keeping the common shield question. We ate, we do it now. This is for say that according to the first chapter, so according to the Sotenaitoch of the Makshin, when the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Bolvir in the Sky Mechexpo, it does not have reference only to maybe get the Arts of Soil, where the Shriya didn't take from Echo Shabbat. But it has reference also to maybe get the Chutz Lo'aretz, where the Shriya didn't take from Echo Shabbat. It's not much more than that. The only Nam Risha maybe get in the Sayam, Mishnah, they don't know Ketan Hasim. The fact that the Mishnah mentions that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where it deals, where it discusses maybe the Eretz Yisrael, indicates that in the ratio of the Mishnah, if the Baal is Ma'areya, it has no effect. Some male takes the second motion. In Teisves, explains a different Poresh, who possibly Hayesh Yam Yuli Las, Abu Nikomoke, Haget Kosher, Abu Nikomoke, Haget Kosher. So Teisves says that when the Makshe said, Hados Baum Abu Posle, the Makshe didn't mean that the get will become possible and the Vesli will tell the Isha, you need another get. You can't get married with this get. No. But the Makshin also considered that once the Shliach said the Kodat of Malachan and the Chachomim gave the Mones credibility to the Shliach, Mishimikude, so then that the Mones is rebuts any hero by the Baal. And Mimele, the Baal will be married, the Makshin also knew. So the Ishe, the get will not be possible. And the Ishe will be allowed to get married. But the Kashi is, and the Chachomi, how did the Chachomi give Memones, Mishumibune, to the Shliach? And then this Memones might result sometimes in a stigma, in a very big stigma against the Ishe. It's not the derech of the Chachomi to do something that might result to such an inconvenience to the Ishe, to a stigmatization of the Ishe. So maybe the Kashi is, why did the Chachamim give Memones to the Shliach to rebut the hero of the so the more you determine it, no, there won't be any stigma against the Ishe, because we correlated that. So maybe the Baal will not come, and even if it will come, people will not pay attention. No one will, who has common sense, will pay attention to the laws of the Baal. So maybe no stigma will result from this testimony by the Shliach. So maybe the answer is, the Kashi, how is it the Chachamim give the Shliach credibility? So again, according to the second Shah, why the Shliach Nemon? Why the Shliach Nemon? The Shliach is Nemon not because of Mikore Minitai. The Shliach is Nemon because Mishimikule, Unakil Rabot. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. According to Rashi, so the Nemones and the merits of the get is grounded in Unakil Rabot. The Nemones to rebut the view of the Baal is grounded in Mikore Minitai. According to the Teisves, there is only one Nemones to report the year of the Baal, and that's grounded in Igun Akiva Be'Avaron, and when the Nemones says Meditai, it's not explanatory of the Nemones. That's explanatory as why there is no love, according to both. Now, it's mashma from this read, it's mashma that the Chachomim couldn't possibly get. The Chachomim couldn't possibly get Mishum Laz if Beis Din doesn't believe the Yehovah. The Chachomim couldn't pass. It's unreasonable to say that the Chachomim were mitake, that a get becomes possible because of the Laz that it might produce. So the Chachomim wouldn't possibly get just because of the laws. If the Chachomim do pass the get, it must be based upon certain Nemones. That's how it's mashma from the second motion. But let's see another. Now, I don't know what they learn from now. That halo now. We have to go rest a piece of the mind, that halo now. the middle of your mouth. Right after the start, there is a cup, there is a small start. Toshi. The body will be shwilling the rabbin. Shtakim down, in the middle, after the start. Toshma. The body will be shwilling the rabbin. Schneiden sie den Bio gegen den Dressing an. Zwischen sie jeden von den Nächtern und von den Nächtern, und jeden zwischen. Oma Lehre, ein zwischen. Und meine Lehre, von den Zwischen, schon nur die Hände, so der Robben nicht. So er kommt doch in der Hohen Tarn. Von den Nächtern. Is because of Kiyum, so der Mele, die Tutuschluch in dem Bio geht. So it's not necessary to say Konechina. According to Rashi, because the Tushluchim themselves would make it to the Nikayim. According to Tesvis, that base, because the Baal will not be added, whatever the reason is. But the Rabbe, the Talmud is because of Shalom Yishmoro. So even if Tushluchim don't live again, there is still a possibility of Shalom Yishmoro. Just as in the case where one Shia will live again. So, when he said in Tzrichim, a few Aul Rabbe has reference to the time after the Jews in Chutzlaret, the Jews in Chutzlaret, they are always been, after the Jews in Nesayam became re-educated in the Dinim of the Shem. So there is no Choshe of Shalom Shmo. And the only Choshe is because of Kiyum, because Rabbi is with the Rabbe. So here, since they are two Shluchim, so there is no necessary for there is no necessity for Yachin for Nechta. Yochechavane. So you shouldn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta, because Lachash Lomu. So the answer is, if one Shliya believers, we are getting Hashem Yazal with the Kohen. We are always Chishish, maybe the Jews, they became re-educated, maybe they will become ignorant again. So we should change. Maybe they'll become ignorant again. So the trade of Isaac is a Mitzvah. It's also in Vanechta Vanechta. So we should also say Shotaku Mishnechess. And even if the Baal himself is doing it again, so he should still be required to say Vanechta Vanechta. So you want to text. Time my own Rabbon is also in Vanechta Vanechta. You must have Baal Maharo Bosmei. Hashim, you can't talk in the other day. Be ruling come out of it. Now let's see the cases. Yoche Baal Maharo. So cases was bad. Why did Gemara say Yoche Baal Maharo? I'll leave it out. So that was the implication is, I live in the Rabbit, there is no difficulty. The Gemara could ask the same kasha in Yohan Baal Mahame, I live in the Rabbit too. So why does the Gemara say Yohan? Oh, in other words, so Rabbi is still difficult. You can ask the same kasha, I live in the Rabbit too. Why does the Gemara say Yohan? So then he says, the Rabbit is the Gemara is the Baal, like the Mecha Shizir, the Yohosh Lachshio, the Mishab, El, the Rabbi, the Baal Mahame, Leichu, Shom Yare, die mit Chilor in der Yashin Zorich Lishmo, in Shane, in Katnoki, in Yode, Kibi, in Yose. So I will be the Rope, the Chabe, in Mark the Teretz, the reason is why, if the Baal himself will do it again. He doesn't have to say it for Nechta, for Nechta, it's Kibi, in Yose, in your last, like in Mecha, in Yad, Kibi, in Yod, 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 the reason is why that even if the Baal is Ma'arah here, it's not that we trust the Yom of the Baal. But, in your last, it's only a statement. But, he passed on the gate. If the Baal is Ma'arah, so he passed on the gate, so it's in your last. And still he passed on the gate. So we see the cases, the same in effect, that even though we don't trust the hero of the Baal. And we don't assume that what the Baal says in his hero is true. We assume that whatever the Baal says in his hero is a sheker. But still, it's possible because of what? Alright, so we can say, this is not a reed, it's another of our cases. So let's see another case. And the more effort. Now,
Тож, а мы не видим не заявы, но слово было понятно. Kein Geist mag kosten, wie mag kosten. Kein Rutschel, wo leben von echt, von echt, man hat nur mehr Olaqen. Wie hoffe ich, so, according to Rabbi Tolait, so this Christ is not difficult, because according to Rabbi, we are not Geistisch for Shalom Shema. We are only Geistisch for Mizuhi. So, we may let, in this kind of Geist mag, so we can determine that it's not Mizuhi, by Kim Chesmov, but according to Rabbi, Kim Chesmov will only verify that it's not Mizuyev, but Kim Chesmov will not verify in any way that it is Lishmo. So why does the price say? So it's Kim Chesmov Kosher. So the Rabbi Kashi. So more again, that this price says reference to the stage, to the time when the Jews of Chutzlores and Nesiyam were already re-educated in the Dinim of Get, in the Dinim of Lishmo. So, Hochem Ba'ez Kippur La'ashon. Ba'am Ratzino Shemiyaz Ba'am Lukukulei. So, it should still be possible, even if it's Mizkayim Bechisma. So that will verify that it's not Mizuyah. But it will not verify that it is Lishmo. And even though it's La'ashon too, but there is always a Shoshe, maybe they'll become ignorant again. So, Ba'am Ratzino Shemiyaz Ba'am Lukukulei Kishemizis. So and he says, so the Chachamim didn't want to impose that hardship upon the woman that she should be dictated. So Yehoche, how you use the Chachamim for that Menachta Menachmir Olam Lohokam Olam? We should need this. So one of the wise explain it on the basis that the whole requirement of saying for that Menachta is to be made for her. So we should need this. So Poche, we retain Menachmir Olam. Bilifke, Yitzchak, Nechta, Machmi, Olaw, Olaw, Tani, Machmi, Mose, Bau, Yareir, Uposle, Hashte, Bau, Olkom, Yareir, Anan, Neki, Mune, Yareir, Olaw. Let's see the Rashi. Tani, Machmi, Yan, Tap, first line. The Fero means, Tani, Machmi, Mose, Bau, Yareir, Di Tani, Machmi, Yomona, Bau, Yareir, Yomona, Bau, Yareir, Yomona, Bau, Yareir, You can have the Nisei's or the Nosei, our Hashem Nisei's, and my Rifke, Akadem Yosef Bawi Bawi, and now, Nikum and Abe. So there was another girl said, So Rashi says, Viboy say me, Lohi Kapsilo, Elohi Kapsilo. Time my good Moshe Bawi Bawi, or possibly, Hashem Bawi Bawi Bawi, and now, Nikum and Abe, Hoi, Hoi, loi, goed zo geleven van de achter, maar hachten we wel, el loka. Dit is wat Rashi says. El loka zien, el loka wel, time in mai. Zo, hoi, we goed zo geleven van de achter, maar hachten we wel, time in mai. Die moest de bouw maar op ons mee, haast de bouw ook maar, en dan niet zo nou. Zo, Rashi wil ik ons, die poëzie. Die zien we de nieuws, hoe we die hier met de schakel komen zijn. Umekle hashte kimim shalom. The chiv the nisses we can't say. So the vi says we can't give us ibayse. We can't give us ibayse. So it's another difference. The first difference was to explain the price of the rabbi that these prices reference lachashmas. Now the rabbi says ibayse me that these prices reference kimim shalom. But then you ask kimim shalom do. So, why is it kosher if it's Mizkayim Bechismo? Why is it kosher if it's Mizkayim Bechismo? So, Kishenisis, and even though it's Kidim Shalom Do, so if he says, we are not Machmer, but only if it's Mizkayim Bechismo, and he says, but suppose it's not Mizkayim Bechismo, even if it's Mizkayim, so the Chachom Na Machmer, and tell her that she must leave the husband. But if it's kind of Chesmo, so how is that explained? We'll read in the Shabbat of Aslan, we'll make it, hash the kinim shalom, the chib the nises we take it, kim do zi u flekel in the hash, why in the sky of Chesmo? Vi reke el raz baume, the shalom yishmo, api u yoset baal, u mehare, so we make it, since she was nises, we don't have to worry about the last. So this, the nises here in effect, that there is a difference between Rabistan and Robistan. According to Robistan, if the Baal is Mi'areya, so then we are Mamesh afraid lest it's Mizuyah.
We are managing 20 presences. But according to Rabistan, even if the Baal is married, even if the Baal is married, and the Shriya did not say the word that for that. So we don't trust the Baal here, according to Rab. We don't trust the Baal here. But why is it possible? If what he says, then it's possible. So if what he says, if as long as she didn't get married, so we pass it again. And we say she's not allowed to get married. So why do we pass it? Because of us. So in other words, and who says that? There is. Now, this really can very well be explained according to the longness of the law. Because you see, here, the Rebbe makes a distinction between the Niro of Israel by the Baal and the Niro of Shalom Yishmo by the Baal. If the Niro by the Baal is, then he gets his Israel. So then, without Kilom, even if Nisayis he states it, because then we believe the Baal. If the Baal says Israel, we believe it. Unless it's this kind of Israel, why do we believe it? So according to the longness of the law in the Rashi, so we can very well understand this thing. Because the Baal is a Baal Ashtar, and the Baal Ashtar has the monies to pass it, the higher Mishnah. So if he says it's Mizuyeh, so according to him, it's not Ishtarai, it's Mizuyeh. What kind of Ishtarai is? So maybe there's no more than the Baal Ashtar. Masha'ikin, the Baal doesn't say it's Mizuyeh, but the Baal says that it was Shan Chaloy Mishmo. So even if it was Shan Chaloy Mishmo, so it's still Ishtarai. It's still Ishtarai. So maybe he doesn't have the money as a Baal Ashtar. So why is it possible if the Baal is married and it says Shalom Mishmo? Not because we trust him, not because the Baal has the money, but because he produces a stigma. So in order to protect the Isha against the stigma, people will keep on saying the Isha is an Isha, she will marry, she has children, they are from Zayrim. So in order to protect the Isha against this stigma, so the Chachom passed away. Chachom passed away. So the Rebbe by himself, this statement by itself can very well be explained. But this really seems to be in conflict with the second question nowadays says, that is also mentioned by the Rebbe. He has the second question nowadays says. So he says, In other words, he says it's unreasonable. It's inconceivable that the Chachom should possibly get, even though we assume that the view of the Baal is fully shaken. So it's inconceivable. But here the view itself says that even if it's not, that even Kedim Shalom and the Baal is Me'ariah, the Baal is Me'ariah, so we don't trust the view of the Baal, but the get is possible. Kedim Shalom says, the get is possible and we tell her we can't get married because of the lies. But not because we trust. Because if we trusted the year of the Baal, so then even if he says we should say that. Just as we say in case where the Baal is married, it's Mizuyeh, that even if he says, so we say that. But the he says there is a difference. If the year of the Baal is Mizuyeh, so then, if it's when he's carrying the chesmo, even he says he states it. Because then we believe the Baal. Because then the Baal is the money, says the Baal Ashtar. But if the Baal says Shalom Mishmo, so then he doesn't tell the money, says the Baal Ashtar. Because even when Shalom Mishmo, the Shtar could be a good Shtarai anyway. As the Rambam says, in Rashi. So why is it possible? If what he says, why is it possible? Because of us. So that means the Chachomim passed to get because of us, even though we take for granted that the evil of the vows that he shall beget, he shall only show his question. But here, the Rebbe says in the second motion that this is inconceivable. So there seems to be a direct stile between the Rebbe here and the Rebbe that they are with their needs. So how can we reconcile the two beings? So there is only one way of reconciling the two beings. Because there is one difference, you see. The reading that came up with Bates has reference to a case where there was no testimony by Ishiya. That was Mibari. That there was no psulim against. That the get was Mishma. So, since there was no testimony, so the Mele, true that the Baal doesn't have any demonis in Israel. When he says that the get was Mishma, he has no demonis. And basically will say the Baal is lying. Even though the Shia didn't even testify as to the fact that the get was Mishma. He didn't testify before Echad Panach. And the Baal is not there. So Bez doesn't believe the Baal story because he's not a Balashtar on that. So he has no MLS. So we say, since he has no MLS, so maybe it's a lie. But even though we say it's a lie, but since there was no MLS in this, that the get was written in Shmuel, so maybe that lies would be such a big lies, would produce such a stigma. In other words, it will be an uncontested stigma, an unrebutted stigma. So, because of an unrebutted, uncontested stigma, so the Chachomim, so it's reasonable for the Chachomim to pass the gate, even though we don't believe it. Masha'inke, the reading now takes this. So we are, here's reference to a case where the Shia did testify. So the Shia established the fact that it was written Mishma. So then the first question says, even though the Shia established the fact that it was written, Mishma, but still, if the Baal comes and he says it's a Mishma, true, we don't believe the story of the Baal, but the Chachomim would pass according to the Havamini of the Maksha. So the Chachomim passed it again. So the Rebbe says, in such a case, where the Shliach testified and verified that it was Mishma, and then the Baal comes and says a Sheker, which we consider a Sheker, and Sheker that has been proven a Sheker, and debated by the testimony of the Shliach, for such a Sheker, it's not reasonable for the Chachomim to pass it again. Masha'inke, in the case of the Rebbe, of that tale of Beis, where the Shliach didn't testify. So it wasn't established that the get was written Mishma. Only thing is the Baal is not a mother. So since the Baal is not a mother, so you also assume, so best will assume that the Yehu is a Sheker. But it's not a Sheker that has been proven a Sheker. By testimony of Rebbe. So since it's the veil we have in Sheker that was not proven in Sheker by testimony of the Ein, so then we can pass it, even though he's the Bowser. Definitely. But we see that according to the Shite, so even when the Shia didn't testify that the get was written in Shmo, and then the Bow comes and says that Shalom Mishmo, the Baal is not a mess. But we pass it anyway, because to protect the Isha against a lass that has not been fooled in Sheker by testimony of Abel. So we pass it again. So why isn't the Baal Nemon? How is it that the Baal is Nemon when the Yehu is Mizuye, but when the Yehu is Shalom Mishmo is not Nemon? So you have to explain it according to the oneness of Kabbalah. So that's a riot to Kabbalah's Pshat. In Rashi, I mean, so we have to say the same word as in the Rihi Adapei on the base, the Tapi. Alright. Now, so that's all for today. Now, I mentioned before that there will be a Prine. This coming Sunday, but the Prine will be postponed for the following Sunday. So the Prine will be an opening more, we will have covered by that time. Alright.
Zion, 16 Shurin Gittin, Hei Cheshun, Hei Toshin Lamates,
November 5th, 1978. And then Levi tried to collect. He couldn't find any assets in Hossi by Ruvain. So Levi went to Ruvain Shlikeach, to Shimon, Hossi Mishimon. So then, also Balchei to Ruvain, and he wants to collect it from him. Now, so the Balchei to Ruvain, Levi, tries to collect from Shimon, the son. Shimon is the Likeach of Ruvain. So Abai says that Ruvain can involve himself in the Torah as about him. And Levi cannot say, I have no business with you. I'm not trying to take away anything from you. You don't have any assets. I'm trying to collect the Sode from Shimon. The Sode is in Shimon's issues, not in your issues. I'm not going to time with you, you're not my own boy. He cannot say that. Because Ruben can tell Levi, what do you mean I'm not in Baldi? Suppose you succeed in collecting the Sode from Shimon Malkeach, and I sold it to him. I sold it to him Bachayas. So in other words, I undertook, I'm committed to Shimon to reimburse Shimon in case you collect this other from me. So maybe I am an interested party, I'm in Baldi. You can't tell me that love of God is here. So Teisus says the Kashi. There is a loche of Taninen that all the times that the Meir could successfully have presented. So if the Torah had been brought against him, so now when the Torah is brought against the Likeah, so basically stay all the times that the Meir of that Likeah could have successfully presented. So mainly what that community does it mean, whether Ruvain involves himself as involved him or not, suppose he does not involve himself. So how can he help Shimon by involving himself about him, by timing certain times, Monefsheh, if it is a timing that he could successfully present, so even if he does not involve himself as about him, Bezdin will present these times on behalf of Shimon, Teyamun Lekeach, Shimon is Lekeach, a very strong passion. So Teisa says, in the name of Rabbi, and that is the Ri, so that's the Rishite, that Loitanino Mizuri. In other words, suppose Levi, the Balchei of Ruvain, comes to Shimon and he produces the shtar and he wants to collect. That shtar states that Ruvain borrowed from him Levi $1,000. And that is the sode that he owned, that Ruben owned at that time. Now it's in the possession of Shimon, so there's a shibut on that sode. So he wants to collect on the basis of the shtar that he produces. But Ruben wants to retain, Ruben feels that this shtar was forged. So if Ruben will not involve himself as involving, then Benzin will not present the time of Mizuyev, because that's the Rishite. So that's one of the rayas of three. That Loitanino Mizuya for Lekeach. But if Ruvain will involve himself as a Baldin and Ruvain will stay in Tanis Boy, I know it's Mizuya, so then he'll prevent Ruvain and Levi from collecting from Shimon unless he's Mikhail Mishnah. But if Levi will not be able to make a new star, then as a result of the involvement of Ruben as a Baldin, so he will preclude uh, he'll preclude Levi's collection of the Sadeh, recovery of the Sadeh, from Shimon. So in other words, that's the Mishra. That's the Mishra. So he says, the Rabbi of Didakti Tezgari, the Balcheim and Yochel Lintze Yehdi Lekai Mishtore, the Amre, the Ruvin Yoch Tite Mizuyev, the Vishimidea Bibiru in Mizuyev, our Shimon Misofi Kin Yoch Tite Mizuyev, Osna Kimine Tuvin, the Hina Yershi, Misofi Kin Yechiru Lite Mizuyev, who are Stashi Tzio Lavien, our Vishim Balcheim Yoch Lekai. So in other words, there's the Rishi. This is how he answers the Kasha cases. In other words, it's contrary to the text you see about based on Dalit, we shall bear this kind of text. That here text says the Talmud is here. Because in Moikim, Shabbos, Chaim, Chobel, but the Rishi thing is that Lord Talmud is here. So this is what Ruben will accomplish by involving himself as a body. So the Kasha is, so about himself as the Lord is from Kasha. Here, the Gemara says that the only reason as to why Ruben can involve himself as a Baldi and be taken Mizuyev, because that's the whole purpose of his involvement as a Baldi. Otherwise he has nothing to gain, only to time to be taken Mizuyev. So the only business to why Ruben can involve himself in the Din Torah as a Baldi and be taken Mizuyev because he's an interested party. The remote of the love of God in the Diyah. Mishim Dovalei Demachkes Minei Olayot. So the Gemara bases it upon the fact that he's an interested party. Because in case Levi will be successful in recovering the Sadeh from Shimon, then Shimon will proceed against Reuben and to demand reimbursement. So that's the only reason as to why Reuben can involve himself as a Baldin and retain his will. But if not for that, let's say according to the first question of Abaye, only if Reuben was Mechasod with Shimon Ba'achayis, so then he's an interested part. But if Reuben was Mechasod with Shimon Shalom Ba'achayis, he cannot retain his will. But Reuben, besides being a Baldova or true, here we're not dealing with the Ged, here we're dealing with Shtar Al-Goy, so he's a Baldova. But besides being a Baldovar, he's also a Balashtar. So in Mele, he should be able to retain his Uyev. He's a Balashtar. Levi produces against Shimon a Shtar that was allegedly executed by whom? By the alleged Levi. Who is the alleged Levi? Reuben. So Reuben is the Balashtar. So if Reuben is a Balashtar, apart from being a Baldovar, so he can retain his Uyev. Because as a Balashtar, the best Rai is get. The Baal is not a Baldovar, because the issue is not a property of the Baal, and still the Baal can retain his Uyev. So the Baal can retain his Uyev on the basis of Balashtar, not on the basis of Baldovar. So in this case, true that Reuben is a Baldovar, but apart from being a Baldovar, he is also a Balashtar, and the Abaye bases the right of Reuben to involve himself as a Baldin and to retain his Uyev from the fact that he's a Baldin, and because of that, if he's Yom Ba'achayis, so according to the first question, he cannot involve himself as a body, because he's not an interest party. He cannot retain his will. And according to the Levi, that's the whole purpose of his involvement. So basically, the question is, but even Shalom Ba'achayis, he should be able to retain his will as a Balashtar. So, Rebbe remains in Tzorchim God. And that seems to be a very strong question. Now, so we have to add, to answer that kasha. So, in order to answer that kasha, we have to say, I think I mentioned at the beginning of, when we started to learn Gittin, I mean that when we went over the thesis, we shall be this kind of face more. So I said that there is a possibility that even though Inu Yishom Omeni Shal Baal, so Mele is not about Dovor as far as the King and Issa is concerned, but And by Isha there is no other Kenyan except Kenyan himself. But There are certain chiyuvim omek, let's say the ksuvei, all the shibudim of the ksuvei, all the shibudim of the ksuvei. So the male that's a chiyuvim omek. So vis-a-vis the ksuvei, vis-a-vis the ksuvei, the Rishi will try to collect from the bar after the gerushin. So he's certainly baldovo. He's certainly baldovo. So the male, the shita of the ri could be that there is no halacha on the modus of Barashta. There is no halacha. How do we know that there is no modus of Barashta? The Rai is from Get. Because by Get, he's not in Odovo, in Isham and in Isham Baal, and still in the Baal, he stays married and says, Mizuyev, he passes the Shtah. So it's not on the basis of Odovo, but on the basis of Barashta. That's the Rai. So the Rai will say, no, there is no modus of Barashta, he passes the Shtah. And the only reason as to why he leave it in Pasal Shtar, and they say can Pasal Shtar is a Baldov. So then you ask, so how is it that Baal can Pasal Shtar? He's not a Baldov, and he's shown a mention of Baal. The answer is, there are certain incidents of the marriage in which the Baal is a Baldov, vis-a-vis the Ksuke. So the Baal is a Baldovo. And we see that one Mandoma in the Yerushalmi says, that even the Mikuchas can be married against the Get, that the Get is Mizuyev. What's the interest that, what's the Baldovo aspect of Mikuchas? They have no shaykhes with the marital relationship between the husband and wife. But if the Baal had been sodded, that on which Shibut was held, the shibut of the sibul is hal, and then the baal sold it to mikuches, and then the ishe tries to collect the ksuve from that karke, so the mikuches can be me'aria, so the mikuches are also valid for it. But the mikuches, so the shemim point out that the mikuches can only be me'aria in respect to the collection of the ksuve, but the mikuches cannot be married to pass at the gate and to prevent the ishe from getting married. So the Rebbe would say that there is, and here when the baal is married, so it's not only that he prevents the ishe from collecting the ksuve, he prevents the ishe from getting married. So there is a difference between the iru of the mikuches and the iru by the baal. True. That in regard to the ksuve, the mikuches are also more involved. They are interested parties. Because the isha tries to collect the ksuve from the mikuches, from the sode that was sold to the mikuches, mimele, they are more involved. But their interest is completely detached from the marital relationship. It's only an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Because how did the interest of the likuches arise? Because the Baal had the sode, and the Baal sold the sode to a certain care. So mele, that sode has the ishe has a shibut of that sode. Now when the Baal divorced his wife, and the ishe is trying to collect the ksuve from that sode that is in the possession of the likuches. So the mele, the likuches are interested parties. But the interest of the likuches is an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. It's not an essential incident of the marital relationship. So the mele, even though the likuches are considered valid voting, they are only considered valid voting vis-a-vis the ksuve, but not vis-a-vis the heter of the ish and gemara. Mashein kein ligabi the baal. So the interest of the baal in regard to the ksuve and in regard to the ksuve, so is a real baldovo. So the ksuve, this is an incident of the marital relationship, an essential incident, not an accidental result of the marital relationship. Vis-a-vis the likuches. So their interest, they have a monetary interest in puzzling the get. But that's only an accidental result of the marital relationship between the husband and wife. Masha'im came vis-a-vis the Baal, So the Ksume, the fact that he has to pay the Ksume to the Isha, this is not an accidental result of the marital relationship. This is an essential incident of the marital relationship. Because the marital relationship involves certain monetary obligations from the husband to the wife. And one of the monetary obligations is the payment of the ksume. And and when is it collectible? Upon the givership. So the mele, this is not an accidental result of the marital relationship. But it's an essential incident of the marital relationship. So since he is a baldobo, in regard to this monetary interest of the ksume, and the monetary interest of the ksume is an incident of the marital relationship, so it becomes about dobo, even in regard to the kinyanism. Mashiach came vis-à-vis the likuches. So the monetary interest of the likuches is only an accidental result of the marital relationship. It's an accidental result. Accidentally, the Baal sold that tzode that was mishuga to the isha to interpret the kiyam. It's not an essential incident of the marital relationship. So vis-à-vis the likuches, it only becomes about dobo only gabi l'ksube. Mashiach came vis-à-vis the Baal, so the fact that he's about dobo only gabi l'ksube, which is an essential incident of the nisuin, so that makes him about dobo in regard to the kinyanism. So mainly the shita of the Ri is that there is no nevones of Baal HaShtar. The other Rishonim, of course, hold that there is no nevones of Baal HaShtar. The Rambam Shita is that the Baal can possibly get with the rice, but according to the Ri, there is no nevones of Baal HaShtar. So the only reason is why a Baal HaShtar can puzzle if he's ten Mizuyev is because he's Baal Dobo. And by get too he's Baal Dobo. How is he Baal Dobo? But then the Isham and the Isham Baal. But the Baal has certain monetary interests. So the Mele, and this monetary interest is an essential incident of the Nisuin. So, because the Nisuin is Mechayevim in the Ksuve. So the Mele, since he is a Baldobo in regard to the Ksume, so he becomes a Baldobo in regard to the get as a whole. So the Mele, if he's Miyadel, he passes the get and she cannot get married. Alright. Now we have to be more. You hold my time and all that you have. So why doesn't Rabbi say like Rabbi that the Talmud from Yaakov from Echta is because of Bishmo? So Amalach, mi kotone before I Echta Bishmo? Before I Echta Bishmo? If the Talmud be because of Bishmo, so then the Chachonim should be Mizake, not, that the Shliach should say not just before I Echta, but before I Echta. But before I Echta Bishmo, before I Echta Bishmo. But the Chachonim will not Mizake, that they should say before I nechtav lishmo, just before I nechtav, so it's a raya that it's not based upon lishmo, but it's based upon ki. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tzvis, and the Rashi itself, we have two mishnayos. One notion in Rashi is that according to Rabbi, so even though at the very outset he just says, before I nechtav, but then Bez asks him, whether it's Lishmo, and then he has to spell it out that it is Lishmo. And then the second question is that he doesn't have to spell it out, even later, he doesn't have to spell it out. But Stomen means Lishmo, and takes the Shita is like the second question of Rashi. Alright. V'Rabbe, so the question is, how does Rabbe say that the Talmud for the Nechta is because of Lishmo, why you want the Chachon Nisake, you should spell it out at the very outset, before I left out Lishmo. The Rabbi beginning to restore, and we march as we go, if you are going to multiply. In words, also in this year, if the Chachon would require the Shliach to say before I left out Lishmo, for the left out Lishmo, so he will need something. And then he'll be Mishaneh, Mimadeya, Shetel Chachon. So it will be possible. So because of that, the Chachonim won't be saying that he should say before the Echta Lishmo. So the Mele, if he doesn't say, he's not Mishanim Matbiya Shetol Chachon. So the Gemara says, Hashtinano Sele Nisi. So maybe even though he's not required to say before the Echta Lishmo, But maybe he just has to say before the Nechtav, maybe he'll omit one word, and he will not mention the Nechtav. So the Gemara says, Chotem Iklad Goyis, Chotem Iklad Goyis. If he had been required to say three words in connection with Chsimeh, and three words in connection with the Chsimeh, so then there is a possibility that he'll omit. But if he's required to say just two words in connection with Chsimeh, and two words in connection with Chsimeh, so it's highly unlikely that he'll omit. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Also in Mixi. The Yema Kula. The Abuna Likam Kolam Sham and Matbiya Shetobah Chachomim Bikitna by Mamzer. Now that's the Derech of Rashi. Now, we don't pass like that, the Tabuat Mamzer. That's only what Meir says. But the Chachomim Achelik, and we don't pass like that Meir. But it's the Derech of Rashi. The Derech of Rashi. When he explains a certain Gemara, so he'll explain it most of the time, according to the mandoma that we don't pass like. There's a derech of Rashi. But anyway, even though we don't pass like Hamea, so according to Chachomim, the flood is not a mamzer, but she's not allowed to get married, so they get his post. Chodem itlatem is king for an echta, which will guys, is in low round for an echta. Chodem itlatem is king for an echta, will guys. We may wish I didn't only dicht up Ishmo. Bomare, this is the first motion, Rashi. But then the second motion, and takes Rashi, like the second motion, in Abu Stomach command, Ishmo Kamasi. Umiyu, I don't know why they put it in Ishmo, in parentheses. Whenever something is put in parentheses, that means that it should be stricken out. But that does not have to be stricken out. Umiyu before an echtam, before an echtam, atzvechu, diksino, uksine, binu, Ishmo, vechit, vechol, chodek, milzeba, benavshe, in the loy guys, fine. And then the Gemara says, "Vi Rabbi my time alom at chomer." So why does Rabbi say at chomer? Amalach im kineisne before nai nechtam. If the time is only because of kinyum, so all we should be concerned with should be the chsime, not the chsime. The chsime does not have to be described. Okay. So before nechtam, amalach ishman rabino ishman. So that's a strong kashe against Rabbi. How does Rabbi explain it on the basis of Kiyom? If the testimony from Nechta is based upon Kiyom, so all that the Chachomim should require, should have to say, should be only before Nechta, not before Nechta. Rabbi bidinu less me ochel, king was lach, but king shtone down the bidechot. So Rabbi says, actually, so the Shliach should only be required to say before Nechta. That's all, not before Nechta. But if the Shliach had been required to say only before the Nechtam, and not before the Nechtam, and here the Aloch is that even in Dechot, the Shliach is Nemon, but in Kim Shtores, other Shtores, the Alme, so we need to end. So if there had been a special requirement of testifying in respect to the Ksive as well, so then there wouldn't be any Heker, and then people would equate other Shtores with Gehe. And they would say, the Aloch had been, all that the Shliach, the Idechot has to testify to, is the Chsime, and only the Idechot can verify that. So, then people would say, now, get requires Kiyum, and other Shlomos require Kiyum. Get requires Kiyum, and the Idechot can verify it. Can be Mekayim it. So other Shlomos too, and the Idechot can be Mekayim it. And by other Shlomos too, and the Idechot require. So because of that, the Chachonim were misaking that we should say before the Nechtav too. So that for the Nechtav, the additional expression of before the Nechtav would serve as a heker, that get is unique. So maybe people will not equate other stories with get. People will not say just because get and Nechtav is never to be Mikaya, so other stories too. Because they will know that get is unique. But I get required before the Nechtav also, other stories don't require any testimony in regard to it. And the moment we deal with this, though, and when we came, was last week, we stopped it down, we there. Now let's see the Rashi. King came time, she knew for the Nechtav, and the moment we deal with the Lord, we were going to be in the Nechtav, and we came to the Lord, 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 and we came So how does Rabbi know that the time is because of Mishmo? What is Raya? Because if the Talmud being because of Kiyum, he shouldn't be required to say before the Nachtam. But what kind of Raya is it? He has to say before the Nachtam in order to supply a Heker so that people should not mix up other stories with get. So Rabbi, no. So Rabbi says, even without the requirement of saying before the Nachtam, people will not equate. People will know that there is a difference between get a dal shtoreh and people, even without the before the testimony from the achdav, people will not equate other shtoreh with get. Why? Because they know that get is different. How do they know that get is different? For Rabbi Mito, Hosom Yadino, Hoche Bifona, Hosom Yadino. Because so when two Eidim Amikai Mishtar, they don't have to say before the achdav. Before the Yimun Echtam, all they have to say is we recognize the signature. Whether the signatories signed it in their presence or not is not important. Mashiachim here, the Chachomim emphasize the fact that before the Yimun Echtam, so people know that get is distinguished from other stories. So even without the requirement of testifying as Bexibe, people will know that there is a difference between get other stories and will not equate other stories with get. Because over there we need to achieve to testify on the kingdom of the sinners. And So in other words, Rabbi is saying that even without the heker, even without the special testimony on the Ksive, so there is a heker that will prevent people from equating other stories from getting. So we have it. But I mean, isn't it so that even without the testimony for the Lechta, there is a heker that get is different than other stories? So Rabbi says, Oto Hoche Kamri Yadinon Leon Heme. Over two, here too, Yadinon is effective. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi as to whether Yadino by get is effective or not. According to Rabbi, Yadino is effective. According to Rabbi, Yadino is not effective. So according to Rabbi, that Yadino is not effective, so maybe without the special testimony and exhibit, there is a hedge. The fact that Yadino here is not effective. But according to Robert, Yadinon is effective here too. So without the special testimony and the Ksive, there wouldn't be any effect. Now, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. When Gemara says that according to Robert, Yadinon is effective by that. So according to Rashi, it means Yadinon by the Shliach himself, even though it's Nedech. So according to Robert, it is not. The thesis is clear. The thesis says no. Yadinon by the Shliach himself, who is only a Nidechon, is ineffective even according to Rabbi, because the mnemonis of the Shliach is based upon the fact that the Shliach made it die. Mikora made it die. Was a real option. So when do we say he's made it die? He exercises great caution before he testifies, only if he testifies that in his presence it was signed. But if he just testifies, I recognize the signature, he doesn't testify that in his presence, so then he doesn't exercise so much caution. He's not so careful, because he can always have an excuse. In other words, if he'll be found out to have said the untruth, so he'll say, well, I made a mistake. Mashenkin, if he says before the Nechtam, he will not be able to explain. So then everybody will know that he is just lying. But if he just testifies, Yadinon, I recognize, so then he'll be able to say, all right, I made a mistake. He can't make a mistake. I thought that this was the signature, and I made a mistake because it looked like the signature of the purporting signatories. So that's it. That is, so this is that even Rabbi will be made that if the Shliach himself says Yabinon, so it's not a technique. But when Rabbi says, it is effective, he means when two Eidim would say Yabinon. But if one Eid would say Yabinon, the Shliach by himself will say Yabinon, so then even Rabbi will be made it's not effective. It's not effective. Rabbi only says it's effective if two will say Yabinon. So that means, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi, even if two will say Yabinon, even if two will say Yabinon, it will not be effective. It will not be effective. How can that be explained? If two say Yabinon, why shouldn't it be effective? Because it's not effective because it's based upon Lishmo. So when they say Yabinon, so then they don't ascertain, they don't determine that it was Lishmo. They only determine that it was not forged, but not that it was Lishmo. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether when Rabbi says that Yadinon is effective, so according to Rashi, it means in Yadinon by one is effective, by right there. And according to Tosfos, Yadinon by one is ineffective even according to Rabbi. But when Rabbi says that Yadinon is effective, it means Yadinon by two. Now let's see Rashi. Okay, before I come, Vekonuchen, that's the right answer. הוכים שמהם, אם יוגד לחבר, תודה רבה לפעמים נחת על מהם, כניתם פרק בייס, אבל אנשים לא נסכים לבין בלעיר, והרבה רבה איזה שמיצה שתה ושתה שלהם, הוכים אותו מהם, רואים שאף אחד יגידו מן איזה ים, וזה השליח את מינו בלעב איילו, על תזכר שלא נבזנו, ועד שצריכו להם לפעמים נחת ולא נחת. אותו הוכים, כל הידי אני מיל להמון, הוא יום ידי תיים שקיום מהו, יום הידי אני מוסף את זה לאילים, מיל להמון, דימה לי בפעמים נחת ולא נחת. ידי אני, מה הוא ידיע לי? וכי דהוכה הוא, אם לא אתם מצליחים לו, למה אקסיד את הבהקה ומתיקו משתורס, או של החליפה, סורו וסס, מתיקו משתורס דאונה, וקמים לו, וידי אחו. נא, בתייסס. או של החליפה, מתיקו משתורס דאונה, ואם תאים, כי אם, so what is Rab, so what does Rabbi say? That the whole reason is to buy the Shliach is to testify on Exibe, is to prevent, and the Achlupe, with Kim Shtore Dao, ואם תאים, כי אם נמצאים היו רואים לפני נרח, תבואו משום האחרים, ועמי כוסף שתי בין, בוא נדעת את חצי האחרים, ואין לחצי הרי ישן. So the Mishnah says in the second Pesach, that if the Shliach says before night, if the Shliach says before night, נחתם קורא, but before night נחתם חצי האחרים, before נדעת את חצי האחרים, but חצי הרי ישן was not before night. So then it is possible. But if he says, before Nai Nechtam Kure, and before Nai Nechtav Chetzi Rishin, then it is a good year. So if we say like Rabbi, that the whole reason of before Nechtam for Nechtam is based upon Lishmo, so then we understand very well. Because the Shliach has to verify and has to establish that the Chesive was Lishmo and the Chesive was Lishmo. What's the essential part of the Ksive? That is the Chetzirishin. Because the Chetzirishin contains all the important information. The name of the husband, the name of the wife, the name of the place, and Ariat Mitzvah Chololo. So in Mele, that is the important thing. So because of that, if he says, before I nechtav Chetzirishin, that's the important thing. And before I nechtam Kulei, but Chetzirishin was not nechtam Kulei. So Chetzi Achrin, the Tosfos, that contains unimportant information. Unimportant information. The essential information is contained in the Chetzi Rishin, the Tosfos. So we understand this to why. If he says, before I left out Chetzi Rishin, but Chetzi Achrin was not before I left out, so it's good. Because in that case he determines, he establishes that the important part of the text of the Get was Lishmo, and as to the unimportant part of the text of the Get, we don't care. But according to Rabbi, so we do not have to establish that it was Lishmo. We only have to be kind to it. And the only reason is why the Shliach has to testify as to the Ksive is to prevent an Achlufe. So as long as he testifies, as to part of the text of the Get, that in itself should be a heker and prevent achlup. ויש לו אמר מחצי ראשי ושני איש ואיש בזמן שהוא יתרגל מן קבין צלו אז לאחרות So what they say is, so Rabbi says, now it's even without the Bifonayachtav, there wouldn't be an Achdut with Kishtor Laume, because people know that there are differences between Get and other stories. What are the differences? Because by Get, Yadinun is not good, but by other stories it is good. So the question is, why does Rabbi say that your dati is not good? Why isn't it good? The answer is, time the Shoma before I left them, in their thumb, direct way, the more I'm not she to me, the Shoma before I nasa haki, Gulay, or Machine Yadat. Because when he said Yadat, he'll be able to explain that he really did try and he thought so and made a mistake. But when he says, before night, so then he will not be able to explain. So he exercises more caution if he's required to say the Vinte, Vamai will not. So what do you want to say? According to Rabbi, your dati is not affected by it. According to Rabbi, it is affected. Vintena. Vamai will not have your dati. The Rabbi, my Rabbi, I'll call Chokhmah Shem, the Rabbi, have a time. Mishum Mishmo, Vakat Etikshe, Rabbi, my time, Roma, Rabbi, the forest time in Mishikiu, the time to be sold for the next hour, Salahu. Now the Maram is a Kashi on the states is, how the states were said, Vamai Mahamid Dakir Rabbi Murabi, I'll call for Mishum Rabbi Alatai Mishum Mishmo. No, the states are just finished saying that the reason is why your dati is not good enough is because when he said before Nechtam, Nechtam, direct way. So it's not because Rabbi is his leader. Now, I'm sorry, it's not because Rabbi is had a time mission to Shmo. But because when he says before Nai, so then he's direct way. Then when he says that, so how does Teisha say that the Gemara is here arguing in a circle? The Gemara is not arguing in a circle. Because the reason is why, according to Rabbi, your dati is not effective is because by your dati we cannot say, made it die. So there is no reasoning in a circle. So the Maram explains it on the basis of what Teisha says in the next basis. Teisha says in the next basis, Teisha is Israel Kavashi. And Teisha holds that your dati by one shliach is ineffective in according to Rabbi. So when does Rabbi say that Yadinon is effective? Only Yadinon by two. So that means Rabbi that is chile, he holds that even Yadinon by two is ineffective. So why should Yadinon by two be shliach and Yadinon by one? So it has to be based upon Midat Dayek. So if it doesn't say before, so the Midat Dayek is like it. But when two say down, then it's a real Aides. I'm going to say this is the best bill. This is the best bill possible. So anyway, so why does Rabbi say that even Yadinon by two, which is a good bill, Midrashe is ineffective? So why does Rabbi say that even Yadinon by two is ineffective? So that must be explained on the basis of the Shmo. Because when the Shmiach says before Nai, so then he verifies and he establishes the Shmo. But when even doing say Yadinon, so they don't verify that it's the Shmo. So that's the reason. So now this discussion is, when Teisa says, Yodati, don't be Yodati by one. He means Yodanu by two. So why is Yodanu by two not effective according to Rabbi? After all, it's a good bill. It's not going to say this. So because Rabbi Shitose, so the male Vinti Ramai Romani Yodati, he referred to Yodanu. And when two Eidim say Yodanu, so they are not establishing that it's Lishmo. But I teach Rabbi Maitanu and Rabbi in four times in Kiyum, the Eid Yodati is on the Nechum was Lachube. So then the Kashi is, so the more he's arguing in a circle. They may be, no, that it's not in a circle. The Mikeach was this in the Ishbe and Beis.
שטונה יכול ללמוד פונה נחתה, ושניים ללמוד פונה נחתה עם כושר. משהו אל רבי ידענו מה, אני זאת בספר. But רבי is מתי from the Roshna Mishne. Because the Roshna Mishne means, איך הוא ללמוד פונה נחתה, ושניים ללמוד פונה נחתה עם כושר. So the Mishne uses the Roshna שניים ללמוד פונה נחתה עם כושר. If the Roshna had been that your Dhanu is effective, so the Mishne didn't have to say, ושניים ללמוד פונה נחתה עם כושר, but the Mishne could say, איך הוא ללמוד פונה נחתה. ושניים יודעים מכיר מונוסח סימן לסחושה. Why does the Mishnah say, ושניים יודעים בפנינו נחתם כושר? So it's a raya, that's a raya, that when is it kosher? Only when the שניים just say בפנינו. But if they just say יודעים מכיר מונוסח סימן, so then it's not kosher. Why isn't it kosher? It's a good deal. The answer is because we have to establish that it's Lishmo. Otto kam ihr dann und nehmen wir bitte mit uns reis wollen die Detail im Studio mehr machen von der Mauli der Ali mal das wird aber immer die Schlag mehr und kam ihr der Ali wir haben noch so rasch schick ist dass der Kontrobe ist der Schlag bei sich auch even though is in der says ihr der Ali so ist nehm wollen noch kam wir dann nur noch schrauben aber die Detail die ist nicht noch da Udiyum ipoyonu meima yudati kibunayye. So why doesn't the Gemore? Well, the Gemore asked before, Naftimile between Rabestam and Rabestam. Why doesn't the Gemore mention on Naftimile? Yudati kibunayye. So according to Rabbe, it's not good. According to Rabbe, it is good. So the answer is, Udiyum ipoyonu meima hanumar tzor yichumar loitzor. So the Gemore only wanted to mention such cases where according to one and another, so he is required to say for Nechdav, according to Adam and Dorma, the Gemara did not want to mention any difference in the formulation of the testimony. Alright, anyway, that's Rashi. Avotenu, the Bechol Tuchte Nokat L'Rove before Nechdav Mandav. So then it follows, according to Rove, whenever the Gemara mentions emphasizing for Nechdav, it's Lavdav, for Nechdav. All that the Shliach has to say is that I am familiar with the signature of the alleged AD, and I recognize that this is their genuine signature. That's all. How did the Gemara always emphasize it? Before I left. Boy, I b'chad namem hane yedaiti, hei rekom arobe berishpen beis, afim hu b'achem yidin, al hasim atin she'i di posto. Now, let's turn to the Gemara about this one. On the down. The Mishnah says, the first mission that is wrong now, if the Shliach sends it from a Nechta Kure, or from a Nechta Mechetzie, so it's possible. Because he is only testifying on one signature, not on one signature. So that's not good, that's Omar Afrizde, but the Mishnah Yidi Maksima Siachem in Post. In other words, even though the Shliach testified on the Ksive, from a Nechta Kure, and on one signature, and the other signature, so two Eidim Amikai, so it's also possible. My time or you could be king again, or you could be the Kones Chachon. Mask of the Rove, me can be the Dino Machat Kosher has been kept repos. It's not the standard. In other words, if one says, so it's all right, and if two say, if two does, if the Shliach himself is Mikai of the Chassim is Eidim, so it's all right. And if two Eidim, are Mikai of the Chassim is Eidim, and Nexive, and the Ksiva is testified to by the Shliach, so then it's not all right. Elamah, that when the Mishnah says for the Nechta, before the Nechta Pulim, for the Nechta Mechetzi Posul, as well as the case, Afilu Hu Biachem Yidin Achsim Asiachemi, is Posul. Afilu Hu Biachem Yidin Achsim Asiachemi Posul. In other words, he said before the Nechta Pulim, Hu before the Nechta Mechetzi, and then he together with another, a stranger, so they are makir the chsimas the chsim of the alrei. So it's possible. Why my time was lachlupe became shtores down and gone up nothing. Not even the main apun the chazad. Because when two eidim asayin nishta, and then the two eidim each one of them says zek sabiyodi. So then it becomes mikuyim. But suppose there were two signatories. So one signatory died, and the other aid is alive, and then
the surviving gate testifies on his Ochsime. So that is a light on his Ochsime. And in addition, he testifies on the Ochsime of his friend, of his cosimeter. And so that means